We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. We are broadcasting live from Patty's Greens at 37th to Landis right here in beautiful Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Very, very, very exciting day. Rhea Hughes, how are you today?
Good morning.
Let me do a little roster today, right? Rhea Hughes is here. Mm-hmm. Al Morgani is here.
Right.
On special assignment. I'll get to that in a second. Joining us at 8 a.m. right here in this seat between me and Al is the most beloved current Philadelphia sports figure, Mr. Jason Kelsey.
He'll be here
from 8 to 10. Nice. And my goal, what I've been prepared for, Al, is to show a lot of different sides to such a popular sports hero. Mm-hmm. So people can grasp the value he has brought to each and every one of our lives as sports fans. He's an extraordinary man, an extraordinary player to have in your city for 12 seasons. Mm-hmm. 12 seasons and 121 straight games. Mm-hmm. Ah, unbelievable. So he'll be here. Al's here. Rhea's here. I'm here. Dave Breitmeyer, our engineer, is here. Our producer, Joe Wechter, right here on the site at Patty's Green. Back at the station, we got Kyle Quinn. He's producer back there. Oh, yeah, and we have a special guest appearance with us right now, a delightful young canine named Bentley. My dog Bentley is here, and drama early in the show when Al Morganti on special assignment, he has in front of him one of my finest Tupperware containers. And Al, you will take Bentley from this beautiful fenced-in area right on Landis Avenue. You will take him out. And you actually will get the urine sample we have attempted unsequentially to get.
How long have you been trying to do
1 week.
Wow.
And now we are being pressed by the vet who thinks we are Donald Ducking him.
What happens every time you try?
Every time we die. Here's what happens. He'll lift his leg.
Right.
In typical dog fashion.
So now you know what's going to happen.
Now, my wife, she approaches from the rear, and she juts out the Tupperware under his wee-wee area.
So what happens?
The minute that happens, he stops midstream and moves. Oh. And he has been very difficult. You need to use psychology. You have to outsmart my dog, Bentley.
Well, I have an accomplice in this, so I'm hoping that...
You have an accomplice?
I'm going to have somebody following me.
I don't care. As long as, at the end of this, Al, I have in front of me,
hopefully
by the time Jason gets here, a large container of Bentley's urine.
Well, they usually only need a little bit.
No, they need... we had a little bit. They said you need more.
Really?
I need a healthy 3 or 4 nice squirts.
All
right, so... Right, and here's the other thing. Yep. We already just shot me the look. Mm. And Al, I need him to do it with the least amount of stress. Right?
He does. I mean, it doesn't seem
you got to admit now that you see him, he is
that
not.
That dog doesn't look like it could have stress ever.
No, that dog,
that
Al,
dog is like,
that is not. Would you now acknowledge that he is not fat? Rhea, acknowledge Bentley is a large canine. But not heavy.
You should have walked here.
What the hell? Why'd you do this? Why don't you? That's a beautiful dog,
I
but there's a lot
yesterday.
Of it. Yeah.
I walked him yesterday, and we have a very deep bond.
Didn't the vet tell you to, like, slim him down a bit?
The vet attempted to do that, but Bentley has a hearty appetite. And he hangs around tiny babies who throw stuff off high chairs, and he is there vacuuming all the scraps.
Then what do the grandkids do?
But All right. Anyway, we got a lot to do today. Let me just give you a little preview of what's going to be happening right here. Yeah, we're going to, in the earlier part of the show, we're going to talk about how I think Rob Thompson blew a game last night.
What an idiot.
We're going to talk. You agree with me.
I turned off when Moniak was allowed to bat. I just said it's over.
It was just ridiculous.
It was crazy.
All right. I will tell you about the fact that it appears P.J. Tucker is going to be a Sixer, which I'm surprised because they don't have the money for him. I don't know who they're going to lose. They're going to get rid of somebody. We have something when Jason's here around 8:30 that, to me, Al, is like an extremely emotional thing. Mm-hmm. The bond between a sports hero and a fan. And this situation is so important to a young man named Jeff Herman. That he is leaving the Vatican. He is on a trip, a honeymoon, to Italy. He is leaving a tour of the Vatican to come on our show. He's going from the Pope to us, straight on. Al, you could get the bends with something like that.
The what?
The bends. That's like when you suddenly get jarred. You move from, you go through the
Isn't
sonic
that coming
boom.
Through water?
That's water, the bends.
Yeah, whatever that is. Anyway,
it might be holy water.
The point I'm trying to make is that this guy, Al, he won Teacher of the Year.
Oh, nice.
And had to give a speech at his commencement. And he did a takeoff on what Jason Kelce did at the rally after the championship. It's phenomenal. It's great on YouTube. You will hear a portion of it on our show. He will hear. I don't think Jason knows about it. Mm-hmm. We're going to kind of surprise him on this. And he's going to understand maybe a little bit better the incredible impact he had on every one of our lives, not just in the 12-year career, but in the year that gave us the thing we wanted most in our lives, a Super Bowl championship. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm going to just start. I want to start with some Jason Kelce. Why don't we start with the bond he has created with his own teammates? Lane Johnson was on Rich Eisen the other day, right? Rich Eisen has his own show. And Lane Johnson was telling one of many great stories he could tell about his good friend on the Eagles' offensive line, Jason Kelce. And here's Lane's story.
You know, the linemen were over there in their own section doing blocking on buckets. And so they called to blow the whistle to walk through, and I had his helmet underneath one of those trash cans, and it takes him about 5 minutes to find it. He's throwing them, he's flipping them, and the coach is telling him to come on, what are you doing? And he sees me laughing, so he knows I'm the culprit behind it, and he runs at me full speed and tries to Cat McAfee punt me in the private area. He misses. He hits my kneecap. He thinks he breaks his foot, and he leaves practice to go get an MRI on it the same day.
These offensive linemen, they're rough boys.
Yes, they're rough boys.
But I was doing some social at you yesterday, get ready for this, looking through his past and all this. And we have been here a real long time, and we have talked about hundreds and hundreds of Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm going to decree right now, he's my all-time favorite Eagle. And the reason why, he checks just about every box you could check. And I'll start with the one now that frustrates me the most in every sport, reliability, right? Rhea, this is a guy who has played 121 consecutive games.
With a lot of injuries.
He had the COVID virus, and he would have lost the streak 2 years ago. And by the power of his own will, he overwhelmed the COVID virus, came back just in time to be cleared, got on the field for one play. They didn't want to use him. They didn't want to get him hurt. It was before the playoffs. And took him off. He kept it going. I'm going to ask him, do you know the kind of injuries he has had to deal with in all these years he's gone without missing a game and how he kept playing? How many times they went, oh, he went off the field, he's in the tent, all this, and he's back. Yeah. What kind of pain do you have to endure to constantly be available to your team? To me, that's the biggest thing. You are always there.
Your best ability.
No one has to worry, and you are not just the best player out there, you are the best leader. So you see it with Harper right now. He's the best leader. But he can't stay on the field. He's got hurt three times this year. Three times he's missed games because of injuries. This doesn't happen with Kelce. He plays through it. Yep. He's got the heart and soul of a Philadelphia sports fan. on the game, in the game. Do you know, I looked this up. I didn't realize this. In 2017, the year they won it all, he was decreed by every major analyst the finest offensive lineman in the game. Not the finest center, of the tackles, of the guards. The finest of all of them was Jason Kelce in the year that mattered most. What do you do about that? And then you know you could see the development of Jordan Mailata. You could see the development of the young guys. And you know he's had a major hand in that. They got a great line coach, Jeff Stoutland. But they also have a leader who can reinforce the messages of that coach.
That combination is
different. Is it not fantastic? Yeah. Is there any box he doesn't check?
No.
Has Jason Kelce, I know in the first year or two, he got involved in a little byplay with the fans. They were picketing outside the Novacare Center. But in the past 10 years, decade, has he done anything but endear himself to this city?
Not like I've ever seen before.
By anyone?
No. Nope.
And that's why I want to start the show by saying, and I would like, I know, he, let me, I'm going to be clear on this. My original plan with the, the acceptance of our bosses was we were to do a Jason Kelce Appreciation Day. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Jason didn't feel comfortable with that because it was about him and not his team. So let's make it an Eagles Appreciation Day with special emphasis. I'm a weasel.
You are a weasel.
Separate emphasis on my all-time favorite Philadelphia Eagle. And I know there's a lot of other names out there. And I'm going to tell you right now, looking down on me is the man that gave me my radio career, Tom Berkshire, who is a great Eagle, whose number 40 is retired, who won championships here, two of them. And I'm picking someone else. And you know why I'm doing it?
Because Brookie's not around to.
I said a little prayer last night. Al, I got down on my knees, and I prayed to my friend Brookie. And I could hear his voice. And he said to me, don't pick me. Ever since I left, I've really not wanted to be associated with your show. Please pick someone else. And so I picked Kelce. And I want, look, there's already, oh, my God, these people are already here. I would love to hear from all of you today. 215-592-9494. So we can learn more about what it takes in our city to connect so well that you are a genuine sports hero. And that, to me, is the ultimate, and that's my goal today. I'm going to give you inside stuff on him. Now, did you know what a great hockey player he was?
I know he played hockey.
No, he was a terrific player.
Yeah.
And he said something at the end of his hockey career in high school that is going to end the show. Mm-hmm. And it's going to, Al, it's hockey. You're going to Hall of Fame yourself. It's going to elicit a tear.
Okay. From Al?
It's profound.
Oh, nice.
It's a profound thing about a life philosophy. And I will ask him as the final question, because I don't want everybody leaving crying. And I believe we will all have a little happy cry at the end of the show.
Is that exciting stuff?
Now, we're going to play a game today, too. And all you guys that are here already, there's a wheel. I normally don't work on a Wednesday, so I never do the wheel. But we got the wheel today. And all you have to do to get on that wheel is to name a famous Jason. We're honoring the name Jason today. Mm-hmm. Any famous Jason will happen. Now, Al, I'm going to take a call here, and then what's going to happen is you are going to take my dog.
Well, Bentley, right after that break.
Who is here? And then after the break, you will lead him out.
That dog will go with.
Hold
other
up
people,
the Tupperware
right?
thing.
That will he will go with.
He
other
will
people.
Go with you happily. Yep. If not, he loves Ava. So
yeah, it's not going in this right away. So I'm not even taking this.
No, it has to.
Well, it'll go in there eventually.
What do you mean eventually?
If you think the dog,
you're not going to scrape it off a pole or a tree. I need urine.
Yeah. Well,
I need urine this morning.
Well, I mean,
I've already lined up a lap. Al, you cannot let me down.
Yeah.
You told me 5 minutes you would have that pee.
Right. Not in this, though. No wonder you couldn't get the dog. What do you think? The dog's a marksman?
All right. I don't know what you're using.
What the hell?
I need an Azure liquid.
A what?
In my hand. Azure. That's
Azure
the color.
What? That's Azure word.
A-Z-U-R-E.
Smoke them if you got them, yeah.
An Azure liquid
Azure?
I need in my hand.
Sure.
Azure?
Within a couple of hours.
The dog ain't drinking blue Kool-Aid?
Healthy pee is the color of Azure.
That's blue.
No, it is not.
That's what I thought it was.
Somebody look it up. It is blue.
It's blue.
All right, never mind. I got to go to the doctor.
What the hell is
I had no idea my blue was pink. My pee was blue. All right, anyway, let me start with Neil Northeast. Hi, Neil.
Hi, how are you, Angelo?
Neil, how much do you admire Jason Kelce?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, after the speech at the art museum, he was endeared forever. And what he's done with autism and, like you said, playing through injuries and still getting on the field and, you know, his attachment with the fans, it's incredible.
It is, right? And, you know, I look at him and Harper, and I go, Harper has a lot of the same qualities. The thing that's holding Harper back currently, he doesn't stay on the field. Jason never misses a game.
Yeah, no. Well, you could say the same thing about Embiid, especially in the playoffs.
That's the thing. So many of our stars are great players, but we can't always rely on them. This guy will be there every game. He will lead you somewhere in the game. He'll be downfield putting on a big block to spring Miles Sanders for 43 yards. I love it. All right, Neil, what did you want to say about the GM of the Phillies?
Well, I mean, I think that they obviously, you know, with Harper going for surgery, hopefully making it before the end of the season, maybe either August or September, I think they got to make a move for the trade deadline with somebody, you know, more than Mickey Moniak, who like 0 for 15 or Verlinger, you know. So they got to make a move for, in addition to the bullpen, a position player as well.
Sounds like a good plan, Neil. I hope they do it soon. I don't want to wait till August 2nd, the trade deadline.
Plus, they have to play small ball better, too. I mean, I think with scrambling so many runners like they did yesterday against Morton and the bullpen, you know, Minter, didn't he used to actually play with the Sixers or so, like the reliever for the Braves or
he
so?
He was
so.
Never a Sixer, Neil. I don't know what you're
I
talking
thought
about.
He played basketball, though, Minter, you know, like
All
a
right,
little
Neil,
bit.
All right, Neil, get to it. Give me a famous Jason.
Okay, well, obviously George from Seinfeld, Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander, Al, from the Seinfeld show, a fine character actor. It does get you on the list.
Oh, man.
Number three.
Wow. You got the Jason Kelce autographed T-shirt.
All right. There are, well, you should understand how there's quite a few of those on here. In fact, most of the stuff is Jason Kelce related. Mm-hmm. And I am wearing the T-shirt, Al. And why aren't you guys wearing it? Cindy Webster's wearing it. Are you just not a team player? Is that it?
Yeah.
You go get me some urine. I need urine.
Azure.
I don't care
Azure.
If you're – I don't – what's that yellow? No, anyway, 215-592-9494. We're at Patty's Green, 37th and Landis right now. Get out here and have fun. And, yes, if you there is no – they're not actually serving right here, but you could go. There's a Wawa next door. There's a cafe over there. Just bring over your food, settle in, and at 8 o'clock you're going to meet the most popular and beloved sports figure in this city. And, you know, a lot of these people, if they've been down at CLL, they've already met him. Because he's been tooling up and down the main drag in a golf cart.
Oh, nice.
Very accessible.
Nice.
215-592-9494, WIP Sports Type 688.
Hey, step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, customers can bet the tour on no sweat first bet. That's really cool because if you win, you get $1,000. If you happen not to win, you get $1,000 back in absolutely free bets. Hey, look, I love McIlroy. I think he's been playing better. Maybe that's where you want to go. Look, it's really simple. They have great promotions every day. It's a really safe, secure app. And you get paid really, really quickly when you win. Really, you're going to love this app. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using the promo code AL to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.